You're listening to the Social Selling Simplified podcast. Stick around if you too are obsessed with learning things that actually work and believe that success leaves clues. We're all about identifying results-producing roadmaps and getting super clear on how to scale and grow your online business. From part-timer to president, social selling expert Ashley Shaw will help you connect the dots and take the guesswork out of what works to grow a social selling empire. It's time to hear from social selling legends, listen in on truthful conversations, and learn the best tips and tricks to reduce the marketing overwhelm so you can build a social selling business of your dreams. If you're ready to go all in, no holding back, and build the business you've always wanted, you're in the right place. Here's your host, educator, social selling guru, and fitness industry OG, Ashley Shaw.
Welcome to Social Selling Simplified. I'm your host, Ashley Shaw, and today I am diving into the things I'm definitely doing different in 2021. And I hear a ton of people talking about 2020 and how they're ready to flip the page and flip the year and move into bigger and better things. And although, you know, 2020 for us personally was an incredible year. We had our daughter, Coco. We also were able to grow our business to seven figures. My husband was able to take paternity leave, which in Canada means that he has something like 62 weeks off work. And we bought a piece of property out in Nova Scotia with plans to build some additional vacation rentals. That's actually our other business that we have, is we have Airbnbs in a couple of different provinces in Canada. And we love to travel and we love being able to go from Airbnb to Airbnb, all with super, super high speed internet. So whatever we're doing, we can make sure to be in contact and have connectivity with our team and all those fun things. So these are the things that I have been thinking about, that have been playing on my mind, that I know I want to go into 2021 with a high focus on, so that I can just really, you know, make the most out of this year. And I think one of the biggest learning lessons from last year, depending on your situation, everyone's going to have different things they learned from last year. And I think for me, there are two things that really stood out. We had been for so long, it felt like forever, you know, 2.5 years of trying, and, you know, finally had our daughter in August. And, you know, it's been a beautiful adjustment. So there's so many things that I love about having a child, and that, you know, are just, it's indescribable in a lot of ways. Like, I know a lot of parents already know. And then there are certain other areas of my life that I had really gotten into my own routine of having that time and space for myself, which helped keep my mindset in check. And I've had to do a lot of, I would say, negotiating back and forth to figure out how to find myself again through the additional responsibilities and not always having that concrete schedule where I have that time carved out for myself. So that's been a super big learning opportunity for me. And then the second learning opportunity has been around mindset. And this is always something that tends to come up as, you know, being an entrepreneur and in entrepreneurship. The beginning of the year, I hired a coach and I was working with somebody, and I'm the best when I have a coach. Like, I am just, you know, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do it. And, you know, I remember my coach asking me, well, Ashley, like, what happens if you don't get there? And I was like, Rick, like, it's going to happen. So it's not even an option. So I just felt like my mindset was there because I had somebody else watching, and we just had a stellar, not only a stellar year, but my mindset and that flow of abundance was there as well. Like, every time I thought about how we were helping people in our business and, you know, where new clients would come from, like, or the money coming in, it was never it wasn't difficult to get my mindset there that money flows freely to me, and whatever properties we were looking at, like, you know, the right one would come to us, and just being in this state of flow. And if you haven't read the book, Dollars Flow to Me Easily, that's one of the just absolute best books. And actually, that's a good reminder for myself to go back to that, because every time I read that book, I'm like, yeah, if you think something's easy, it's easy. If you think something's hard, it's hard. And so I think just being in a really great flow and then feeling it like deteriorate little by little as my routine and my meditation and different things that I would normally do to uphold that mindset piece, as little things started to pull away, it made me, you know, examine some thoughts and try to get to the bottom of why I was feeling that way and what was going on. And I think this is always the super interesting part about mindset, is just when you think you have it, like, you know, in the right place, something else might come up, or it might be a new milestone in your business or something that you haven't achieved before. And all of a sudden you're facing some different questions and like getting to that next level and what that looks like. So I think that for anyone out there that may be thinking like, yeah, mindset is definitely one of those things I want to focus on, just know that that is the journey of the entrepreneur. All entrepreneurs face mindset challenges, times when mindset is super easy and it's easy to think in the world of abundance, other times where you have to deeply examine those things that you're telling yourself that are causing you to feel stuck. So those have been the two biggest learning lessons this year for me. So these are the things that I am going to be doing differently in 2021. And I have 7 things that I want to share with you guys. So the first one is hiring help. So this is something that I have taken on in my business over the last 2 years. I really leaned into this. And that was more so in the sense that if there was somebody else that could do something in my business, I was handing it off. If it was something that was in my zone of genius, I was holding on to it. And this really helped me be able to scale faster, because, you know, when you only have a certain amount of time in the day, it's great to be able to hand off things that you're like, oh, change out the bio on my Instagram, or things like that, that you're like, this is important, but it doesn't have to be me that presses the buttons. So that's something I really leaned into over the last couple of years. But the difference here is that now that we've had our daughter, it's definitely been, even though my husband and I are both home, it's definitely pulled away from the core of being able to, you know, lean back into the business. And we took a little bit of time in the beginning, a couple weeks. But I don't know, something about what I do, it sits deep within my soul and pulls me to want to do more. So, you know, and maybe that's a reflection point on, I had a hard time stepping back from my business and wanting to be involved and do things. I mean, 5 weeks after we had Coco, I was like, yeah, like, let's do this next launch with our Done For You social posting plan. And you know, that was like, I was right back into it. And I don't know, call it a good thing or a bad thing. It's just something within me that I can't shut off. And so what I'm really excited about, we just actually had our interview today, and we have found somebody that is, she's just super lovely. She's going to come to our house during the week, spend time with Coco. Bill and I both work from home anyway, so we're around, but I'm really excited about getting some help back. And I mean, COVID times have been just crazy too. At the time of this episode, it's January 3rd. So right in the beginning of January, we're just going into sort of the second wave of things here in Canada. And I'm just excited to be able to get back to a bit more of a daily routine where Bill and I both have some time. So I do think if you're someone that is struggling with carving out that uninterrupted time for your business, like, I think even half an hour, 45 minutes can go such a long way It makes such a difference in how you're feeling. And maybe that's getting up an hour early or staying up an hour late if you're a night person. But I definitely think that having that little bit of help is going to go a long way in 2021. The second thing that I'm doing different in 2021 is I am refocusing on my mindset. Now, I know for a lot of coaches, 2020 brought a lot of different challenges. And when we observe things around us and, you know, the struggle and the suck and all the things that are going on, it can be easy to get pulled into that and start to, you know, usually how things manifest themselves is that everything around us, everything in our external world started in our internal world. So what that means is that, you know, the way that your office looks, the way that you're, you know, like where you do your workouts looks like it all starts in your head and then manifests itself on the outside. So if the quality of your thoughts are not great and you're constantly comparing yourself to other people and you feel like I should be farther in this business and you, like that is the chatter, that is going to be, that's going to produce the outcome for what you see around you in your business. So obviously it's really important to get your thoughts right first so that when they do manifest, like you're bringing things into your life that you really want. And going back to that book that I mentioned earlier, Dollars Flow to Me Easily, I just think it's such a great, easy read. And we'll put the link in the show notes. It's just, it's a really great way to get your mind right first. So what I'm going to be doing to refocus on my mindset is something called a thought download. So basically, I'm just looking over at my notes of what I wrote the other day about, you know, some things I was thinking about the business, about Coco going to private school, about some of these thoughts that were coming up in my head. And so the purpose of a thought download is to write down those thoughts so that you can identify exactly what it is you're telling yourself unconsciously, because a lot of our mindset stuff operates in the back of our mind that is just running on autopilot. And when you can actually determine what you're telling yourself, then you can actually decide if you're going to believe it or not. So that doubt and fear that is coming out is just a voice in your head. It's not truth, but it's a voice, and you decide if you're going to listen to it or not. So an example may be that you're coming into January and you're telling yourself like people don't have money because of COVID, no one's working. So nobody is going to, you know, be interested in getting in their health and fitness goals. And you could choose to believe that dialogue, or you could look for ways that that could be maybe challenged. Like health and fitness equipment and home workouts have never been more popular and they're popping up everywhere. So there's tons of people interested. So wouldn't that make it a very prime environment for people to be interested in what you're putting out there? So we have a choice of how we look at things and our beliefs. We tend to think that they're truth, but really they're just beliefs, and there's beliefs on both sides. So that for me, that refocus of the mindset and making sure that the quality of my thoughts, where I want them to be and where I need them to be. It's also really important to me that, you know, in raising a daughter, that I am providing her with the path of abundance. So I don't want her to grow up thinking that she can't have anything she wants in this world. I want her to see that in us, that, you know, we believe that, and that's how we operate as a family. So that's something that's really important for us in 2021. The third thing is going back to daily exercise. So if I would have explained this thing that I'm, you know, doing differently in any other year besides actually 2020, I probably would have been like, oh, exercise every day. I don't know if I could commit to that. Well, I think since I used to work in the fitness industry, it was like sometimes going into work, you know, like when you're showing up to do a workout and that's one of the gyms that you either work at or it's in your region or that sort of idea. So that always kind of turned me off with working out every day. But something changed this year for me in 2020 when I was pregnant, where I just wanted to do something every day. And even if it was just 20 minutes, I was getting quite a bit of back pain from being pregnant at the end. And so any form of exercise really felt good. And I was also in a test group for prenatal bar, which is a Beachbody program. And so it just made me feel really good. And it was interesting because even though I was pregnant, it was a time that I committed to working out every day. And like I said, it could have even been 10 minutes, but just making up my mind and starting to believe I'm someone that works out every day, it really changed the dialogue for me. Because I think when we give ourselves the negotiating power of I'm not maybe going to do this every day, I get to choose, then we spend more time thinking about something than actually executing. So what I found is that since I made that commitment that I'm going to work out every day, no matter how small a window that is, that could be 5 minutes, that could be 3 minutes, like it doesn't really matter. The dialogue is just easier. Like there's not a lot of question of, oh, am I going to work out today and what time? It's like, it just happens. So I think that that's something I learned last year that I'm going to be carrying into this year. I got a spin bike for Christmas and I just like eat up all the, I love SoulCycle and those types of classes. And my office, if you guys could see it now, it has like Vegas like moving white lights and purple lights. And I love to, like, you know, as they say, like, you know, lights low, beats high. that sort of is my jam. So that's something that I'm definitely going to be focusing on in 2021. The fourth thing I'm going to be doing different in 2021 is getting back to my daily meditation. So I talk a lot about meditation and why it's so important to me, but it's one thing that I have allowed to like slip to the wayside a bit. And I can notice it because my mindset, like I'm not spending as much of my daydreaming or wandering in the future. And when I was meditating consistently in 2020, I was listening to Joe Dispenza and just like every time I would close my eyes, I was like picturing, you know, it was like I didn't have to convince myself that having a seven-figure business was possible. It was like I was just there. I was already feeling those emotions. I was already acting like it was so. And so I think for those of you guys that already know this story, I'll just make it quick. But one of the things that I felt in a meditation first was actually having my daughter. And we found out we were pregnant a few weeks after that. So meditation for me has always just been this deep connection to being able to go to those places we want to go first. Because again, as I said earlier, everything you have in your external world started in your internal world. So meditation is just this way to get yourself there quicker, to feel those emotions so that you can be just as certain that you will get there because you've already been there. And confidence changes everything. We always would say when we were coaching people that feel good about themselves produce results. So the more confident you are and the more that you've already felt those emotions of what it's like to be successful, the easier it's going to be for you to take action and move confidently in the direction you want to go. The fifth thing I'm going to be doing differently is getting back to reading. I always like to do I've only done it once, but the Rachel Hollis like last 90 day challenge, where she talks about getting up and having that hour for yourself, exercising each day. And one thing that really resonated with me when I did that challenge was the taking the time for myself to do something other than work. So whether that's like learn a new language, or I love Duolingo for that, or reading, I normally would have filled that time with like business books and things like that. But I've started to get a bit away from that. I'm trying to exercise that other part of my brain. I'm a crime junkie. So I love the Crime Junkie podcast. Like seriously, it's like my favorite thing ever, but I haven't been listening as much. I used to binge it like crazy. And, you know, in the past few months, I've taken a bit of a step back from that, but my plan is to get back into that, but also to get back into books that an example would be I'm reading Option B by Sheryl Sandberg. And it's just like, I'm just hanging off every word. I've really missed reading. And I think, you know, when you're running a business, sometimes it's easy to focus all of your extra energy in your business. And that's all you read about is like, you know, social media and how to build a business and how to build a team, like all these things that it doesn't allow that creativity or that well-roundedness to come out. So I am getting back to reading and doing things that aren't just business focused. The sixth thing I'm doing different in 2021 is focusing on development. So one of the habits that we developed in 2020 was every morning, my husband and I would spend an hour going through a course together. And of course, we stopped when the baby came and all that sort of stuff started. Our life and routine really changed. But what I loved about that, getting up and doing that first thing in the morning, is that for me, it just scratches that creative itch. And I think that I love to learn from other people when other people have a process. So if you're struggling with something like, you know, launching, let's say, you know, there's a new product coming out and you have no idea how to get people interested, like there's a process for that. Someone else has done it before and they have made it easy to understand, and they have followed trial and error, and they've come up with different ways to execute and to do those things. So I'm a huge fan of development, and always being like watching and listening to what people are saying is like the best product for what it is that I'm doing in my business. So that's why I love development. It just helps simplify what I need to be doing in my business. And I'm one of those people, like I'm a visionary. So what that means is that whenever I'm reading books or doing courses, like my mind is going a mile a minute. I need to have like a notepad beside me of all the different ideas I want to implement, which as a visionary, that's typically how you are. You have like 20 ideas and you're always like going through that. So it's important that, you know, if you are like me and do that, that you, you know, I like to capture all those ideas and then decide what I'm going to take immediate action on, because otherwise you just overwhelm yourself, which is exactly my personality type. And the last thing I'm going to be doing different in 2021 is saying no. This is something I've always had a hard time with. And I think especially where, you know, we're isolated a little bit more than usual, you know, I used to have tons of calls with different people. And I really enjoy that. Like I enjoy catching up with people and talking business and stuff like that. But I was starting to find that, you know, in saying yes to people, I was having to say no to other things. So if I was saying yes to somebody and getting on an hour call with them, like, you know, a friend of mine to catch up or do something like that, it meant that I was saying no to my workout that day. Especially with the juggle of the baby, you know, and trying to find a routine and all that sort of stuff. So I've really committed to saying no first. And then if I can open something up in my schedule, then making myself a little bit more available. But I definitely was feeling this pull that, you know, just wasn't feeling very good. It wasn't feeling like it was productive and worthwhile. And as much as I wanted to say yes to things and catching up with people and all those sort of things, it just wasn't adding up. I wasn't finding fulfillment in it. And therefore it was like an empty yes, like, yeah, sure, let's catch up. But it wasn't moving me forward in any way. So saying no has become my default, and going back to people, if I can, you know, it's not about, I guess, like pushing away connection or anything like that, but I got to take care of myself first. And that involves having the time to follow my daily routines first. And I know that, you know, once we have some help and we're able to get some of our bandwidth back, it might be a bit of a different story, but yeah, spacing out those things a little bit better and making sure that I'm the priority is definitely something that I am coming into 2021 with full force with. So that's it, guys. Those are the seven things that I'm doing different in 2021. I would love for you to share with me below what you are doing different or what your biggest takeaway is. I think that it's, these things can be life-changing. Like simple little tweaks can be life-changing, especially when it comes to mindset and how we carve time out for ourselves. So thank you guys so much for listening today, and I am wishing you the best 2021.
If you're ready to turn your Beachbody dream into a Beachbody business, I have something special for you. Business Bootcamp for Fitness Coaches will help you overcome the overwhelm of never knowing what to post so you can show up consistently on social, get off the icky hey girl hamster wheel, and finally see more engagement from customers who enthusiastically slide into your DMs to join you. This Facebook group is totally free to join. Head to ashleyshaw.ca/bootcamp to sign up now. And just for joining, you'll get 5 totally templated social media posts that work, accountability and camaraderie in our private Facebook group, and that post-workout feeling of accomplishment. See you there. Again, you can head to ashleyshaw.ca/bootcamp to sign up now.